Welcome to Guide to the Cosmos on webtalkradio.net with your host, Dr. Robert Piccioni, physicist, public speaker, and author of Everyone's Guide to Atoms, Einstein, and the Universe, and his new second book, Can Life Be Merely an Accident? With Robert as our guide to the cosmos, we will explore the frontiers of science and participate in the exciting discoveries of physics, astronomy, and cosmology. Now, providing public access to science, here's your host, Dr. Robert Piccioni.
Thank you for tuning in, and welcome back. Today we're going to start a new series on Guide to the Cosmos. We're going to imagine a world without Einstein and think of all the things that our world might lack if Albert Einstein had never been born. Now, am I going to claim that Einstein invented all modern technologies and science? No, not at all. That would be far too extreme. But I am going to claim that almost all of our modern technologies depend in some essential way on discoveries made by Albert Einstein. Let me give you a brief summary. Einstein was the first person to provide a definitive proof for the existence of atoms. This was a debate that had gone on for 2,500 years at least, since the time of the ancient Greeks, perhaps even before then, in ancient India. And throughout this whole period, scientists and philosophers debated what was the structure of matter at its most fundamental level. Was it smooth and continuous, as far down as you could possibly go? Or was there a point at which you would find that matter was made of small, discrete, individual little pieces, like links in a chain, that couldn't be further subdivided? Well, since no one had an instrument that could probe deeply into the interior of anything, this debate remained at a purely philosophical level for 2.5 millennia. And then, in 1905, Albert Einstein came up with a definitive method of proving, for once and for all, whether or not atoms existed. Einstein went on to solve the photoelectric effect and provide the understanding for the development of the technology of charge-coupled devices, which are used in all of our video cameras, digital cameras, and all modern telescopes. Einstein also defined the theory for the development of lasers, which we use to scan our CDs, our DVDs, read our barcodes, sculpt our cornea, carry our telecommunications, both for telephone and internet, through fiber optic cables around the world, and are the basis of countless medical, industrial, and military devices. And the GPS system, the system that gets you home at night, would be completely worthless without the theories of relativity developed by the man who often couldn't find his own keys. Additionally, Albert Einstein's contributions to quantum mechanics, as much as anyone else, is responsible for the development of solid-state physics and the microelectronics that exists in every computer, iPod, iPad, I-this, I-that, and I-the-other things that permeate almost every aspect of our society today. And lastly, Einstein's most famous equation, E equals mc squared, provided the basis for the development of nuclear weapons, nuclear power, and can lead us now to developing smarter energy that resolves our energy and pollution crisis. So if you go back to the menu on our website on guidetothecosmos.com, you'll find a list of radio shows all based on this theme, Imagine a World Without Albert Einstein, and based on a class I gave at the Osher Institute of the same name. Thank you very much for tuning in, and we hope you enjoy our shows. And remember, You are never too young or too old to wonder why.
Don't forget to explore Robert's website, guidetothecosmos.com, and check out the spectacular discounts on his books that are available to you, our radio audience. Send us your questions, comments, and suggestions for future show topics. That's guidetothecosmos.com. Goodbye.